I've reported that Facebook censored me. Now I've learned that Facebook also censors a bunch of people who report on science.
Please welcome Michael Schellenberger.
People like an environmentalist who Time magazine listed among heroes of the environment. That's Michael Schellenberger.
You're going to need a lot more clean energy.
Facebook also censors.
A man named one of the world's most influential people of the 21st century.
That's statistician and environmentalist Bjorn Lomborg. And they censor science writer and
New York Times contributing columnist John Tierney.
They accuse all of us of spreading misinformation. But really,
the people guilty of spreading misinformation are Facebook and its fact checkers.
To do the fact checking, Facebook partners with groups like these, all of them approved by something called the Poynter Institute. It calls itself a global leader in journalism and claims it has
a commitment to nonpartisanship and fairness.
But they're hardly nonpartisan. Just look at their website. Their eagerness to honor left-leaning reporters and their push to decolonize the media and change language shows their leftist bias. Poynter once even apologized after it tried to blacklist conservative news sites. Yet absurdly, this is who Facebook partners with to certify who will censor all of us. One so-called fact-checker Poynter approved is this group, Science Feedback, run by this man who says his censors will cleanse the internet.
Tous vos enfants pourront surfer en toute tranquillité sur des vagues d'informations crédibles.
He's the censor-in-chief. His group objected to this article John Tierney wrote that said masking children can be harmful.
More than 10,000 parents said that masks were giving their kids headaches, making it harder for them to concentrate.
Tierney simply cited a study, which later passed peer review, that said masks sometimes cause problems.
Everything I wrote was accurate, and yet they labeled it partly false.
They said the study he cited wasn't good enough because it's not a random sample. Parents' comments may not be representative of the general population. But Tierney had acknowledged that.
It's obviously not a random sample.
You said that.
I said that in the piece.
They censored him anyway. This partly false label is nasty because it leads Facebook to stop showing Tierney's work to many people. What should be labeled false is Science Feedback's sloppy fact check.
The worst misinformation is what the fact checkers are spreading. They've got this key takeaway that masks are fine for children over 2 years old. That's not something that most scientists believe. It's not what the World Health Organization believes.
No, the World Health Organization says kids under 5 should not be required to wear masks. The so-called fact checkers ignore that and don't cite any studies to support their opinion on mask safety.
Meanwhile, I'm citing peer-reviewed scientific studies that have demonstrated something called mask-induced exhaustion syndrome. There are all kinds of well-documented effects of wearing masks.
You're not saying nobody should wear a mask or that masks are useless.
No, but we should acknowledge that masks do have impacts. You know, workers who wear masks for a couple hours in Germany, they have to stop and take a half-hour break after that. I mean, this shouldn't be a controversial thing to say.
No, but Facebook generally bans it because Science Feedback doesn't want it said.
They don't want anyone presenting evidence that goes against their desire to tell people what to do.
Just wear a mask. I shouldn't have to make it fun. It's science.
They don't want people to see contrary evidence.
We know that it's been debunked that this virus was man-made.
Another example. Poynter Institute's thought police declared that the COVID lab leak idea was incorrect. Science Feedback still insists COVID is of natural origin. Facebook eventually banned even discussing whether it might have been man-made until the very day the Biden administration admitted
COVID may have been accidentally leaked from a Chinese lab.
Only then did Facebook lift its ban.
You're not like a tree hugger kind of guy, right?
I am sort of a tree hugger.
Global warming's another subject Science Feedback does not want people to see certain information about. Michael Schellenberger was censored after he wrote that climate change won't bring an apocalypse.
They censored me for saying that we're not in a sixth mass extinction. We're not.
Climate Feedback justified their censorship by citing this report that claims we are pushing the planet toward a mass extinction. But a chair of that group told Schellenberger, we're not in a mass extinction. We don't say that.
You have to have 50 to 75% of all species on Earth going extinct to be in a mass extinction.
They also censor Bjorn Lomborg for saying,
Turns out that when temperatures rise, you're going to see more heat deaths, but many fewer cold deaths. So overall, the rising temperatures have actually saved lives.
Now, it hasn't been proven that the cause of the drop in deaths is the temperature rise. Could have been something else. But so what? His main point, that temperature-related deaths fell while the planet warmed, is true and important. Yet science feedback keeps that out of your Facebook feed.
The points that I try to make are the points you don't normally hear, and that's what they hate.
Why do they want to do this?
There's a lot of folks who are very emotionally invested in the climate catastrophe argument. Partly, it makes it a lot easier to get people to donate money and to accept that politicians are spending their tax dollars on climate policy if it's the end of the world.
We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
They have a mission outside just facts. They also want you to not know stuff. That's not fact check. That's simply saying we don't want to hear this opinion in the public space. And quite frankly, that's terrifying.
Il nous faut des centaines de milliers potentiellement.
Now Science Feedback's leader says he wants to expand to censor not just Facebook, but other social media. That makes me scared.
It certainly makes me scared when you look at their track record so far. The goal is nice, that we actually try to make sure we have less misinformation on the internet. But you could very well end up in a place where we only have the approved facts that fit the current narrative. That would be a terrible outcome.
Science Feedback so-called fact checkers go well beyond checking facts.
They're trying to suppress people whose opinions and whose evidence they don't like. They're not fact checkers, they're fact blockers.
The world doesn't need fact blockers. We need more freedom to speak, not less. Facebook's Poynter Institute censors are now the enemy of open debate.